Lisa Matthews, Mike Jarecki here with you. We're taking a look at the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. And of course, Calais Campbell coming back to town, who, by the way, has 11 and a half sacks so far this year, alongside a really, really good defensive line, just complete defense. Blaine Gabbert looked comfortable in Houston, of course, but as you know, this is a completely different beast.
Yeah, you know, this is what happens when you have a losing record and you're picking the top five and top 10 every year. You know, they made a trade for Marcell Dareus, number 91. Is really playing well. He's got like 10 sacks. Calais, he's got 11 and a half, as you mentioned. He's on pace for possibly 22. They have definitely rehauled the defense, going out and signing Malik Jackson from the Broncos a couple years ago. And then they got a really good running game in Leonard Fournette. Now he's dealing with an ankle injury. He's probably going to have to deal with it the rest of the season. And Blake Bortles isn't making as many mistakes as he was in the past. And they're quite the opposite of the Cardinals. I think they only have one starter on injured reserve, and that's a wide receiver. So they've been able to stay healthy. And you got to give them credit. They are 7-3. They're winning that division. They finished in last year. So from worst to first, pretty impressive in a year.
When you look at this defense completely, of course, the strength, what pops out, 40 sacks, this defensive line. But the corners, this secondary as a whole as well stands out.
They've done a really good job of IDing, you know, players in the draft and signing free agents. They got really probably the best tandem of corners in the league. Jalen Ramsey was a high pick, and they went out and spent big money on A.J. Bouya from the Texans. So they have definitely rehauled the defense, going out and signing Malik Jackson from the Broncos a couple years ago. It's a home game. Obviously, you're going against a much better opponent than you were the last couple of weeks. So, you know, as for Blaine Gabbert, if they can protect him and, you know, try to get the running game going. But to me, he passed the eye test. I mean, I thought he deserved a lot better. They had some drops, and, you know, we're going to see some different guys in the lineup. Chad Williams is going to be a guy that's going to be active on game day. He's a former third-round pick. Arian says he's been showing progress on the scout team the last couple of weeks. And I think this is interesting, Lisa. Gabbert's been throwing to Ricky Seals-Jones, who had only 8 offensive snaps, and he had 2 touchdowns. And you bring in Chad Williams, and John Brown's going to be on the shelf for a couple of weeks with turf toe. And that means Jerron Brown and J.J. Nelson. Nelson has 8 touchdowns in the last 2 years. He gets separation. He's just not catching the football. He's got to secure the ball a lot better.
All right, it's crunch time for the Arizona Cardinals. We'll see if they can get it done here at home on Sunday.